as the U.S. prepares to wage war yet again against countries in the Middle East. The already staggering death toll the evil empire has caused threatens to swell much more as the fascist bully threatens other countries into agreeing to join in their bloodlust. We remember the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced, maimed, and killed by the U.S.-backed Israeli forces of colonization since 1948, including those who died in the massacres at Sabra and Shatila. We remember the 70,000 Iranians killed when the U.S. sponsored a coup that installed the Shah of Iran. We remember the tens of thousands killed in Lebanon in the 1980s by the U.S.-backed Israeli assault. We remember the hundreds of thousands of Iraqi people killed, including thousands and thousands of children, by U.S.-orchestrated sanctions. We remember all who died in U.S. attacks on Libya in 1980s. We remember the victims of U.S. aggression bombed and burned to death in the Gulf War, including young Somali men tortured and killed by Nazi U.S. soldiers, soldiers who took pictures of each other holding body parts as trophies. In Africa, from the 1970s to today, we remember the victims of the U.S.-sponsored wars. In southern Africa, especially Angola, causing mutilations and death over 1 million. We remember the thousands killed in U.S. attacks on Somalia and Sudan. We remember those murdered at the hands of U.S. corporations like Shell in Nigeria. We remember the revolutionary Prime Minister of Congo, Patrice Lumumba, assassinated by direction of the CIA. And we remember from 1954 to 1975, those murdered by America, especially in Vietnam, numbering over 4 million people, burned, maimed, and killed.